USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. Reuters is reporting the president of the New York City's firefighter union told reporters Wednesday that he's advised unvaccinated members to ignore Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers. Under de Blasio's order that's due to take effect Friday, unvaccinated city employees would be placed on unpaid leave. The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A retail group is reporting U.S. retailers could see record sales to finish out the year. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The National Retail Federation says this upcoming holiday season could break records. Sales could be as high as $859 billion, which means growth could top 10%. Last year's sales total grew by just over 8% and came in at $770.3 billion. The Federation considers the holiday season to be from November 1st through New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX has rolled a Dragon spacecraft and Falcon 9 to the launch pad for the rocket's first launch in more than 6 weeks. The Kennedy Space Center launch to the International Space Station is scheduled for October 31st. It should be noted, with a very tight window of opportunity, there's a chance that Crew 3's launch could move back to November. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee on Fox News gives his takeaway after questioning Attorney General Merrick Garland and his suspected weaponizing of the DOJ against parents in America.
He couldn't identify a single threat of violence, and he basically acknowledged that he couldn't. Nor did he explain, to my satisfaction or that of anyone, why this needed to be a federal investigation. Look, most crimes occur in violation of state law, and most criminal prosecutions occur under state law in state court systems. I asked him to identify what the basis for federalizing this. He couldn't, he wouldn't, he didn't. Why? Well, he's weaponizing the Department of Justice for blatantly partisan political purposes. It was distressing, it was discouraging, it was wrong. Maybe one could justify this if one were convinced that parents showing up to school board meetings to discuss, as neighbors and local constituents, concerns with how their children were being educated at public schools. If you could identify them as a domestic terrorist network, then yeah, that would perhaps be appropriate to get the Department of Justice involved. And of course you can't, because that's absurd. And the entire exercise today was absurd. I've never seen anyone take so much time in order to explain something that really should have just been dismissed with, we screwed up badly, I'm sorry. Now that wouldn't make it okay, but it makes it that much more inexcusable that he would come and spend hours with us trying to defend the utterly indefensible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.